Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Obviously, we are not in the legislative session here in Connecticut. It's a bit of a political off-season, but not really, right? I mean, we've had a ton of talk lately about some primary challenges for incumbents in the Connecticut congressional delegation. We're still dealing with Governor Lamont has not stated whether he's going to run or not for another term, but most assume that he will. But there's some galvanizing on the Republican side or who might try to go for it there. And the governor's also getting primaried, it seems, from Josh Elliott. So we expect to have a special session at some point to address the budget when we sort of things crystallize in terms of what isn't coming from the federal government, and maybe the housing bill will be taken up as well. So there's a lot to talk about. And obviously, we've talked a ton about Pura and Marissa Gillette and the whole texting and op-ed stuff, which is, I don't know, I just think it's kind of embarrassing for everybody, but that's just me. And so it's good to catch up with people as they deal with their time outside of the legislature, because they all have jobs. And Jeff Gordon's actually, he's got a pretty big job. He's a doctor. And he joins us now, state senator from the 35th Republican, Dr. Jeff Gordon. Dr. Gordon, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. How's the off-season treating you?
I'm still keeping very busy. I don't have to spend every day and night in Hartford right now, but I have 13 towns I represent, so I am still out and about in all my towns. And as you just mentioned, I'm also still doing my work as a doctor. So I'm keeping very busy and trying to stay out of the heat.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but it's impressive. What were I don't think we talked to you since the session ended. What were your thoughts, budget otherwise, especially now that, you know, we have a little more clarity from the federal government in that spending bill?
Well, I think the state budget was disappointing. I voted against it. There were a number of opportunities to do some things in a fiscally common sense way. Some of that did not happen with regards to what my colleagues were calling various gimmicks to get around some of the fiscal guardrails that have been keeping us on an even keel and trying to pay down our massive debt and unfunded pension liabilities that the state has. But also, it tagged in a number of continuing taxes and upped more taxes in various degrees, which is not right, and actually contrary to what the governor himself has been talking about a lot, not wanting more taxes. So we'll see what happens when we go into a special session in a few months to do whatever budget adjustments. And we're just also going to have to wait and see exactly what's going to happen from the federal government with regards to that bill that passed, especially when any potential changes in federal funding might occur. My understanding is they're not all going to occur, if they occur, right away. And right. Also, there's just a lot of political fear-mongering out there that we have to get through and find the facts. And I'm doing that. I'm trying to find and drill down to the facts and get info from Washington.
What I can gather is that a lot of the bad stuff is backloaded, right? The good stuff is front-loaded and the bad stuff is backloaded. But in general, I'm curious, you know, as a member of the Senate, you know, obviously appropriations, you know, being where they are. But do you think the state should fill all the void that from the federal government?
Well, number one, depending upon what the impact will be from the federal government, I don't see how the state even has that money without upping taxes on people. And that will be a massive reversal of the big tax cuts that were put into place a couple of years ago for people. But we also then would use this as an opportunity. I've been pushing this through the Appropriations Committee, use this as an opportunity to really drill down and find out, what are we doing with all these programs? There's duplicative programs that we're spending money on that we can consolidate and still have the same bang for the buck. In fact, maybe even help more people if we save money. But we also have to take a look and seeing what are the needed programs and what are programs that have been put into place over the years that are more on a wish list, that are not absolutely necessary. And we have no choice Other states are doing this. They just did a massive review like that in California, and having to really pare down some of their wish lists. So you can't do everything, but we are going to need to make certain we better understand what's the needed stuff for certain safety net programs and then take it from there. But again, we got to look at the facts and not all of this political fear-mongering that seems to be floating around from the Democrats right now. Really got to drill to the facts, and that's what I'm hoping we can find. And then, quite frankly, we can use it as a springboard to really make some of these programs run better and serve people better, and that would be good if we can use that opportunity.
This is a bit of an unfair question, but I don't know if you know. I mean, I had a conversation with somebody with the administration about this whole issue of, you know, like Medicaid benefits for undocumented immigrants. And I was told that it's actually a really small number of people and it's a small dollar amount. And then I think it might have been Ritter who said, well, you know, if they don't have health benefits, they're just going to, you know, overflow our emergency rooms. I don't know what you talk about fact finding. Like, I don't know what the truth is on that. Do you have any insight?
Well, I've asked a number of times to get some of these numbers, and I haven't really been given any specifics. Either the state agencies don't know, or they just don't want to release the info. My sense is that the real numbers are bigger than what's being released. That perhaps might be for political reasons, but we really need to understand that, because if we are looking to see what to do to be of help to people, we're not going to deny emergency care. But I hear from a lot of my constituents who are citizens or legally in this country. They're hardworking, they're paying taxes, they're living in a very unaffordable state, trying to make ends meet, raise their families, work a job, and they want to know, why is it that they're paying more and more to the state in taxes, and others are who are not here legally are getting various services. And so we do have to look at that. Other states are. Again, I cite California. California had to scale back some of its programs in that regard. So I'm hoping through this process we actually will get accurate numbers, but I don't believe that my request I've received accurate numbers or even specific numbers previously. But it's important questions to ask, and we want to make certain that we can understand that from a point of view of what are we doing with our budget and with the taxpayer money.
Yeah, I'd like to know, too. We're talking with Senator, State Senator Jeff Gordon, again, Republican, the 35th. You know, I'm curious just really quickly because we have so much to talk about, but any thoughts on, you know, with all this hullabaloo with Pura and Marissa Gillette and deleted texts and freedom of information? And I mean, what do you think is going to happen in the end? Is the governor just going to run out the clock and get to keep her, or is something going to happen here?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My sense is that I think that the powers that be want to run out the clock and just move on to some other issue, and we may have other issues pop up to distract from this. However, there is a growing sense that there, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. You know, when you hear from many people over and over the concerns about Marissa Gillette colluding with people like Representative Steinberg, who's the House Chair of the Energy Committee, on certain things, when you hear about more people wondering, gee, what's going on with some type of cover-up, you know, the more people are talking about this, the more there may be something underlying it. I don't understand how you set a phone to auto-delete. I didn't even know you could do that, especially as a government official.
You can do that, but why would you? And also, everyone's got emails they want to keep for longer. So, you can do that, but it's something you have to do manually.
Yeah, and it's kind of strange. You're a government official. First of all, using your private phone, that's one thing, but you're supposed to save your communications, and somehow convenient communications seem to have been deleted. It's striking the average person. I hear this from my constituents, very strange about, okay, what really happened here? It seems to be too convenient that this auto-delete was set and some of these key communications were deleted, whereas many other communications were not. So I think this is not going away. I think it deserves to be looked into more. But understanding the political process, I think what you said may end up happening, that powers that be want to run the clock out on it and, move on to something else. But I have a suspicion it's not going to go away anytime soon. And I think given what we're going to learn more from what's happening with depositions and in the courts right now, more is going to come to light, I think.
All right, Doc, thanks for the time. Wish we had more. We'll have to catch up in person sometime soon as well. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.